How can I help you?
Hi, good morning. I'd like to place an order for a flower delivery today or tomorrow, if that's possible.
Oh, sure. What's your email address so I can look you up?
I've never ordered from you before.
Oh, okay. Well, what's your name?
My first name is Tim, and my last name is Kollra. It's K-O-L-L-R-A.
K-O-L-L-R-A?
Correct.
Okay, and is it Timothy on your credit card?
It is.
Okay, what is your email so I can send you a copy of the receipt?
Okay, thank you. It's my name, so it's Timothy Kollra, and then the year 1969 at gmail.com.
Okay, and the best phone number for you?
My number at the office will be best. It's 212-249-3704.
Okay. All right. And what did you see anything on the website you liked?
You know, I didn't look on the website. I got your number from my family who lives in Minnesota. I'm actually calling you from the East Coast. I'll tell you my situation, then maybe you can give me some advice. I was out there at Thanksgiving visiting, and unfortunately and awkwardly, when I was coming back one night, I dinged their neighbor's car that was parked on the street.
Yeah,
I know. I did the right thing, and I went over the next day, and you know, I told them it was me, and we did the whole insurance thing. But they're still waiting to get their car back. So I figured the least I could do is maybe send some flowers. So that's what brought me to you. But I have no idea what to send.
Yeah. What do you want to do? Something for the holidays? I mean. Would you like something like that, or?
Yeah, well, I'd like to get it delivered today. I don't know, would something being sent today last 2 weeks?
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah. Because otherwise we could just do like a holiday arrangement, you know, and then it can last as long as – here, let me just keep on looking here. You know, we have another really cute thing here that I really like. It's called Holiday Garden, and this is – something that's it's a lot of little holiday plants. It has like a little poinsettia, a little cypress tree, an ivy, a pine cone, and I hope they still have it here. And they don't. Never mind. It's sold out. They really liked it. Okay. Well, why don't we just do a nice, you know, we could just say nice seasonal arrangement. We could do something like that.
Okay. That sounds good.
And either that or, oh, there's another thing here. Let me hear just a second. I just thought of something else. We have something called a holiday birch basket that's really nice. And that is something that would last. Just a minute. Birch basket, let's see. I watched, they probably sold that one out too. Let's see, birch. They've got, no, this is really cute. I mean, would $64.99 work for you?
Yeah, that's fine. What size is that? Is that a nice size?
It's nice. It's in a, you know, like a birch tree trunk, you know, that white. And that's what the basket's made out of, and it's filled with all sorts of pretty, you know, holiday plants, and that's going to last. I mean, that's not going to die before Christmas.
Okay.
So that's it's a 10-inch diameter birch basket.
Sure.
It's really nice.
You can go with that.
Okay, yeah. No, I think anybody would like this. And then who is it going to?
So it's going to the Walton family, W-A-L-T-O-N. And
okay.
They're at 7.
Do you have a phone number for them? Or?
I do.
Okay. All right. So we can get this out this afternoon for you.
That'd be good.
Okay, we'll do that. Friday the 13th, huh?
Mm-hmm. Ominous.
And then we'll get the message in a second here. Okay, what would you like to say in the message?
On the message, just say, "Dear Waltons, I am so sorry about the continued inconvenience."
Okay, just a second. Sorry for the continued inconvenience. Okay.
I have caused you.
Okay. I have caused you. And I'm just about out of room, unfortunately.
Oh, really? Okay.
Let me move something up. Let me move a few words up,
and then
I should be able to.
We can just close it there. Just put happy holidays, and then just put my name.
Okay. All right. So happy holidays, and then just Tim. You go by Tim, right?
Yeah. Just put Tim K. They'll know.
Okay, Tim K. They'll know. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'll read it back here. I have, Dear Waltons, I am so sorry for the continued inconvenience I have caused you. And then I have Happy Holidays. And then I have it signed Tim K. Mm-hmm. All right, sounds good. And then what is your billing address that goes with your credit card?
The billing address is going to be in Connecticut. I was just curious, is there anything else we could add to that? Do you have any holiday candy, for example, or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. We have a nice box of, here, let me get something that's wrapped for Christmas here. It's really nice. We have all sorts of different candy for the holidays. Okay, let's see. Holiday candy. Oh, I know it's here. Let's see. There we go. Okay. So I got a slow computer. All right, so we could put in, let's see. Okay, we have like midnight chocolates, chocolate assortment. We have, you know, pounds, half pounds, sea salt caramels. I think we have something called a downtowner assortment. Let me look and see if I really like that one because that has all sorts of different things. You know, downtowner assortment.
I'm gonna leave it to you. I'll let you pick the best one.
Okay. Let's do that one. Do you want a half pound or a pound?
Let's go with the half pound.
Half pound, okay. Yep. Yeah. Okay. That's $12.99. Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and add that to the cart. Okay. And then we'll get you checked out here.
Yep.
All right, and then your credit card address, please. Okay.
You know what? I just realized before I even give my credit card address, I left my credit card in my car. Let me run
okay.
at that. Can you hold this or suspend this, and I'll call you back in literally 5 minutes.
Yeah, why don't I call you? It's going to be hard to get a hold of me again.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll give you like 5 minutes,
okay,
and then
perfect.
I'll give you a call back and just.
Okay,
so I'll call you back in a few minutes.
I appreciate
okay?
it. Thank you much.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.